Report: Algerian Olympic chief blames Zionist lobby for gender allegations against boxer. By Warner Todd Houston on August 8, 2024. The head of Algeria's Olympic Committee is blaming the Zionist lobby for the ongoing controversy over the Algerian Olympic boxer who failed DIPA gender tests. Algerian Olympic Committee President Yassine Arab accused Jews and their supporters for the cloud of controversy swirling around the boxer, who many claim is male, according to Israel Hayom. In 2023, the IBA president Umar Kremlev explained his organization's decision to disqualify Taiwan's Lin Yuting and Algeria's Humaine Khalif from competing in the IBA's 2023 Women's World Boxing Championships, according to Russia's TASS news agency. Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have Y chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from competition, Kremlev said. With a constant stream of questions over boxer Humaine Khalif's gender, Yassine Arab went on the attack, saying, "The Zionist lobby wants to break Khalif's spirit, but she is strong. They don't want to see an Arab or Muslim woman succeed in boxing." Khalif has been defiant over the controversy and even shot back at the critics. "I dedicate this medal to the world and to all the Arabs, and I tell you, long live Algeria," the boxer told reporters after winning the most recent match in Paris. "I want to tell the entire world that I am a female, and I will remain a female," the Algerian added. Meanwhile, the International Boxing Association reiterated that Khalif was disqualified from fighting last year after registering with male Y chromosomes in a gender test. "Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have Y chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from competition," IBA President Umar Kremlev said during a press conference last week. The IBA added, "This test conclusively indicated that both athletes did not meet the required eligibility criteria and were found to have competitive advantages over other female competitors." The group continued, noting that Lin Yuting did not appeal the disqualification, thus rendering the decision legally binding. While Khalif did appeal, that case was dropped before concluding, and the decision was legally binding. "Our committees have rigorously reviewed and endorsed the decision made during the World Championships. While IBA remains committed to ensuring competitive fairness in all of our events, we express concern over the inconsistent application of eligibility criteria by other sporting organizations, including those overseeing the Olympic Games. The IOC's differing regulations on these matters, in which IBA is not involved, raise serious questions about both competitive fairness and athletes' safety," the IBA wrote. For its part, the International Olympic Committee proclaimed that since both Taiwanese boxer Lin Yuting and Khalif claim to be women on their passports, that is all the IOC needs to permit their competition in the women's categories. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.